It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. Kyle, we're going to talk about quarterbacks. Welcome.
Quarterbacks. Guys that look like quarterbacks. Guys that are quarterbacks. And guys that the computer people tell me could play quarterback.
Computer folks.
That's the best I've got.
Yeah. I think it would have been a solid eight and a half, but you said folks.
I've just had this pop up on my screen, and I want to ask you this.
Okay.
What is the most consecutive days your computer has prompted you to update or to install updates, and you've put it off?
Oh, man. Probably at least 2 months.
That's about the point I'm at now, and every single day, updates, ready to install. And I click later, and I say, remind me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And inevitably, every single day, I'm focused in on something, and this freaking thing slides across the screen. And once again, I've hit remind me tomorrow. So if it comes up again tomorrow, don't be surprised.
The reason I bit the bullet and did it was because there was a bug in the audio recording program that I use where I couldn't upload MP3s that weren't recorded directly into it. And I put a SOS out there on Twitter, and somebody helped me out, and they're like, hey man, you need to download these updates. And so I did it.
Well, I would be much more receptive to doing the update if it didn't take 3 hours to do.
You don't know what you're getting into. The good news for you, I know for a fact, Kyle Krabs, that you have two really good computers that you could use.
They both want updates.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Okay. Quarterbacks, Kyle. Quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
All right. So
where do you want to start?
Let's talk about who's going to be the quarterbacks for these teams.
Okay. Well, you did the post for today, so you go ahead and put it on the tee for us.
So I went through, and I predicted every single team's week one starting quarterback for the 2020 season. Broke it up into the locks, the all but certain, the things could get weird category, and then where the carousel is going to spin. And I think it'd just be fun to kind of speculate. Let's talk about where these guys are going to go.
So the name, I want a name. I want you to put it on a tee for a name.
You want a name or a team?
I want a team. Let's do a team.
Okay, let's do a team. Want to do the hardest team that I picked, right? Let's start there. The hardest team that I had to settle on was the Carolina Panthers.
The hardest team was the Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely, because I feel it's so uncertain. You can convince me it's Cam. You can convince me it's a ton of different guys that are available on the open market. So I didn't know what to do. I gave him Ryan Tannehill.
I think Teddy Bridgewater's the guy there.
Sure, but I don't you feel like, to me, I couldn't get away from the idea of giving him to the Bucs.
Well, what's Tampa get? Yeah, it's what's the first domino? Because that's really what it comes down to.
Brady's the first domino.
Everybody's going to hold out for Tom Brady.
Well, I think we need to know where he's going to go. If you're Tampa, you're not going to get Bridgewater if you get Brady.
All right, so who are the teams that are independent of Tom Brady? Because I think that's going to be our flow chart, right?
Independent of Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not going to Carolina. Tom Brady's not going to the Bears. Tom Brady's probably not going to the Patriots.
I can't imagine he's going to the Colts either. There's been no buzz for the Colts.
There's been no buzz. So when we think Brady, I think you and I are on the same terms here. It's Tennessee, Tampa, and Las Vegas. Would you say that's his market where you would expect him to go to one of those three teams?
Yes.
I think it's Tennessee. They've got the offensive line, the run game, the receivers, the great defense, and his former teammates, the head coach. They went to the AFC Championship game last year.
Sounds like a good mix, right?
It's more so you could put Tampa in there. Tampa has an okay offensive line. They need a new right tackle, potentially another starter on the interior. They have no running back situation. They have great receivers and tight ends. And a defense that came along as the season progressed last year, but some free agents that they need to get back. I think if he was given the choice between Tennessee and Tampa, and I think he would pick Tennessee.
And if he's not picking with his heart, he's not picking New England.
I don't think he's going back to New England.
Oh, this is my Melvin Gordon moment for you. Welcome.
Mine was more about denial than being able to take the information and get to a reasonable conclusion.
Okay, that's fair.
And so what about the Raiders? I just feel like defensively they're so far behind. I mean, they need to get some more receiving talent in there. I mean, there's a decent amount of weapons in place, but outside of the fact that he purchased some land in Vegas and I think there's some appeal for him to go out west potentially. Other than that, I just don't see it in terms of what the team offers.
Well, I guess the interesting thing is if they're going to give Tom the moon to get Tom to go there, how much input do they have on, hey, Tom, which one of these receivers would you like? Hey, Tom, do you want us to trade for a number one wide receiver? We got two first round picks.
So, hey, we'll do whatever you want, Tom. Just come play for us. Because we want the cash in Las Vegas because we've always had money problems.
Right.
Be so lame.
That's the sales pitch. Will it work? I doubt it. I doubt Tom would take such a superficial offer, right?
Right. Tom wants to go somewhere else and win.
Right. And he wants to prove, from the reports that seem to indicate, Tom wants to prove he can do it on his own.
Tennessee.
FaceTiming with the coach on the sideline.
I don't FaceTime with people that I'm not interested in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That's why I get FaceTimes from you pretty often.
Listen. I've bought three people in the world I FaceTime. Congratulations for being on the list.
That feels really good. Thank you so much.
How long's your list, Kyle? Two?
Shorter than yours, yeah. Right.
If I take my wife off the list, then it's probably two people as well. All right. Anyways. All right. Can we settle on Tom to Tennessee?
Yes.
All right. With that out of the way, what's the next domino in your mind? Someone's got to go play quarterback for the Patriots. Not going to be Jarrett Stidham, is it?
No, probably not. My galaxy brain says Jacoby Brissett.
I think Mariota's also in play there. Can't you see Tom buying into, like, go back to early in Mariota's career. He was really known for, like, really strong situational football, what he was able to do in the red zone in terms of efficiency. I can see Belichick saying, okay, this is a reclamation project that has some upside, you know, and they're picking late in the draft. They'll probably never suck completely where they'll be able to get, like, a number one overall pick type talent. To me, it makes sense for the way that I think they want to build this football team without Brady is defense, run the football, and then being able to complement that with the passing game. I think he can view Mariota as a guy that makes sense.
And the bonus here is no one in the NFL loves to throw the ball to the running back from the check down more than Marcus Mariota.
A dream fit.
And you get James White catching passes and Julian Edelman as your middle of the field slot. Sounds good to me.
Well, and you think about just that responsibility of being the next quarterback in New England that's not named Tom Brady. Mariota feels like a guy that's going to be able to absorb that responsibility quite well. But you're not going to go get Jameis Winston and say, hey, you're replacing Tom Brady. You know, I think Mariota's got the right temperament to step in and just do that and focus on the game and doing what he needs to do to help the team win.
Yeah. I think that's a sensible. And of the places Mariota's going to go, how many places is he going to go where he's going to get a chance to start?
Might not be many.
New England's probably one of the only ones.
Yeah. Rivers. Let's talk Rivers.
Colts, period.
Seems too damn obvious, right?
Well, it started to trend towards Tampa at first, and then the gate has swung to Indiana. I think that's a perfect fit.
Yeah, I think just what they're able to do with the offensive line, ideally they get Costanzo back. He's plug and play, right? I just feel like it's an upgrade over Jacoby Brissett. I think it gives this team a chance to get right back into the mix in the AFC, right? They got to be pretty disappointed after the year they had in 2018 to have Andrew Luck retire on the doorsteps of the season and then see two teams from their division go to the playoffs in the Texans and Titans and both won games in the playoffs. It's like, okay, this is the kind of guy that can get us back on track and right back into that mix in the AFC South.
I think that's
less interceptions, though.
I think that's the best lock we have so far.
You feel better about Phillip Rivers to the Colts than anything else we've done, which would be Tom to the Titans and then either Brissett or Mariota to the Patriots.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I agree with you, which means it won't happen.
What a weird AFC South this would be. Watson, Rivers, Brady, and then Gardner Minshew.
Right. All right. Let me throw another team out there. The Chargers. I really wish you would do this in a Schwarzenegger voice.
No, I'm not in that kind of mood today.
Sad. Part of me thinks Tyrod Taylor, they can just roll with him. Had success with Wynn in Buffalo.
It really seems like that's building some momentum, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I believe it. I believe it can be possible. I think he's only got one more year left on his deal. So it's not a long-term option. I mean, they could go Tyrod and whatever QB at 6 and feel like they've got a good plan at quarterback.
Or they could go the veteran route.
So what names on the market/trade stand out to you? You know my guy's Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam is the best. Cam's the most interesting option. The question is going to be, are the Panthers going to get anything near what they feel like would be appropriate value to actually move him?
I hate to say this, but it's part of the value that the Panthers would receive back just not having Cam anymore?
I certainly think that would help.
They just gifted Trey Turner for Russell Okung, the same damn team.
Now, I don't want to put Cam in the same box as Ryan Tannehill because Cam is a much, much better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. But Ryan Tannehill went for a four last year, and the Dolphins had to pay like $5 million of his salary to get to move him for a four. The problem, Carolina's probably not going to want to move him for a four, are they? Unless they get completely desperate.
I think similar circumstances in terms of a team that wants to move on from a quarterback, right?
Right.
I think you bump that up a little bit in terms of compensation, but I mean, Tannehill's had some injuries, but maybe not quite to the extent of Cam given his age as well. Over 30.
I think Cam, Tyrod, or the field, I would not take the field. I would take the combo of Cam and Tyrod.
You think that could be the room?
Well, I'm just saying one of those two guys.
Yeah.
If you gave me my options of Chargers do nothing, Chargers trade for Cam, or Chargers do anything else.
What's option three here? Is it, when you think about Cam, is it Carolina, the Chargers? Is that it? is there something else we're not thinking of that makes sense for Cam?
For Cam?
Yeah. And what Carolina can do with him?
Carolina's not going to move him to an NFC South team, so Tampa's out. He's not going to go to Chicago anymore because they're too committed to Trubisky, it seems like. If you bring in Cam Newton, you undercut Mitch Trubisky. If you bring in Andy Dalton, who's getting ready to lose his job and has kind of seen his career play out, and, you know, I don't think he has the star power Andy Dalton does to undercut Mitch Trubisky the way that Cam Newton would. So I don't see him going to Chicago. If you went to New England, Joe, be a very stylistically different offense. So I don't think from a what New England or what New England has done offensively for a long time versus what Cam has thrived in, I think they're two totally different things.
I don't, at the risk of being disrespectful to Cam Newton, Josh McDaniels has hand selected Tim Tebow to be his quarterback before.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So I say that to say that I believe that McDaniels is willing to build an offense that's works for Cam, that takes advantage of his strengths. See what happens. But here's what we have to think about with that Patriots situation. It's not like Tom Brady's going to go out the door and then Belichick's going to shrivel up and be like, you know, well, I guess we're just going to be bad. Now they're going to have to.
They're still going to try and compete. Yeah,
they have to, right? Like, it's going to be difficult because their cheap tendencies and the way they handled personnel just doesn't. It's not as plug and play as it's been when you know you have 12 as your quarterback. So I am concerned about the talent on that roster, the free agents, and their tendencies in terms of handling personnel. They're going to have to make some changes, or they're just going to suck. But he's not going to let Tom walk out the door and then be like, you know what? Yeah, let's just be 6-10.
So we've gotten, let's just put Cam with the Chargers. Yes, we agree to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because so you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But if we keep chasing it, right, we're going to change our answers here.
Well, then we have two teams in the NFC South to figure out now, in Carolina and Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, in the pre-show, you told me Tampa Teddy Bridgewater was Carolina. Are you open to both? I certainly am. I think both are reasonable spots.
Yeah.
Bridgewater and Brady spent a year together in New Orleans. Love him in that spread type offense. And obviously, I think a stylistic change from Jameis to Teddy Bridgewater might be a good thing in Tampa Bay. I know it's no risk it, no biscuit, but like, Teddy Bridgewater has been a good facilitator in terms of playing quarterback. And after you just had a quarterback throw a record 7 pick sixes and went 30 interceptions deep, you might want a guy that is a little bit more of a keep things on schedule type player.
This is actually really fascinating because Teddy,
Florida guy too.
And Teddy turned down a chance to start last year in Miami, in smartly, part because he didn't want to get killed in Miami. If he goes to Carolina and rebuild, is he going to get killed? Is he going to get slammed behind a bad offensive line?
Oh, if Brady's going to go 5-man protection, yeah, he's dead. Yeah,
right.
They're good at tackles now, but not interior, brother.
That continues to make me say, okay, but what about Teddy to Tampa? The more I think about it, the more we're sitting here looking and putting puzzle pieces together. Teddy in Tampa, at least, you know, he's got good weapons. He's got good offensive coaching staff. Not to say that Joe Brady won't be an effective NFL offensive coordinator, but he's got a track record of doing it, and the Bucs aren't in the middle of a tear down, which Teddy balked at signing into last year.
So he's going to Tampa. In our,
I think it makes more sense. I think it makes more sense to Teddy to go to Tampa.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Teddy to Tampa. All of a sudden, I don't know if I get excited about that. I do. I think that puts them in like the 9-10 win range. And that leaves us with the Carolina Panthers, who I told you at the top of the show was the most difficult team to figure out.
And Ryan Tannehill's the best available.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I'm like, okay, Tannehill did enough last year.
How did this happen?
I went through all friggin' 32 yesterday. I'm like, and I had a list. This was, I had Mariota because I actually did Brissett to New England. So I had a list of available quarterbacks, and it was a draft pick or Mariota or Tannehill. And I'm like, well, Tannehill beat out Mariota last year. It's going to be Tannehill. We didn't get into Chicago, but I mean, with Andy Dalton. Oh,
they're taking Andy Dalton.
They're taking Andy Dalton. And that everybody I talked to, I reached out to a couple of Chicago people yesterday, and everyone was like, feels like Andy Dalton's a slam dunk. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with that. So that what's left in the barrel is what they have in place. They brought back Kyle Allen, Will Greer, Tannehill, Mariota, or a draft pick. What draft pick are they getting at 7?
Jordan they're trading Love. Back. They're trading back, man. I'm telling you.
They're not sitting there. I just don't think they're going to sit there and take a quarterback or move up for one.
Right. Which opens up a whole other can of worms. Because we've just amended quarterback for the Chargers and the Panthers. So now go through the draft order. Who's the next quarterback hungry team in the draft order?
Colts.
At 13.
Yeah.
With a general manager that never trades up.
I know. It could just be Cam staying in Carolina. The Chargers pick Tua or Herbert, whoever's left. And we've overcomplicated a simple.
Right. Watch this end result is Tom's going back to New England. Tannehill's going back to Tennessee. Cam staying in Carolina. You'll get like Teddy to the Bucs and Phillip to the Colts, and those are the only changes.
Right. We pipe it up for 3 months. The other player that's weird, and we didn't even talk about him, is Jameis Winston. Guy just threw for the 8th most passing yards ever in a season. He is the most passing yards ever by his age or whatever he is. Interceptions are a problem, but nobody wants him to be their starter. Like, I have a hard time getting there.
I don't want him to be my starter.
None of these teams want him. Where he's going to be on a team somewhere next year.
Right.
This I wrote like that article, and I gave him, I said it was either back to Tampa, Tennessee, or Pittsburgh. Now the
I like Pittsburgh a lot, but it would be like the Blake Bortles deal. You'd have to sign like a 1-year, $4 million contract.
Right. That's the challenge there. But for Jameis, I think you could look at Pittsburgh as a team that fits well with you stylistically. And Ben, like they can't flush down another season with that defense because they didn't have a backup quarterback to Ben while they have this window open. So he could look at it as some short-term appeal, but also Jameis could be the guy that replaces Ben. And Jameis is not an old man. You know, like he's got plenty of life left in him in terms of career in the NFL. He might be able to look at Pittsburgh and say, you know, if I can suck it up, take a hit right now, I could have another chance to be the guy, and it could be in Pittsburgh.
I feel like that's such a no-brainer spot for him if he's just willing to put his ego aside and, you know, asking for 30 mil versus what he's actually worth and what he's actually going to get. There's a big disconnect there, and I think he'll have a rude awakening, but it's, you know, would he rather go sign back in Tampa again to start for 3 years, $12 million a year? Or would you rather go to Pittsburgh on a 1-year, $5 million deal and try and impress them and then parlay that into a long-term with Ben Roethlisberger on the way out?
Going to be fascinating.
My long-term play would be Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Sure, let me go be a backup unless Ben gets hurt for a year and really try and like really impress them so I could get a team that wants to commit to me versus Tampa that like is lukewarm at best to me and doesn't want to pay me what I think I'm worth.
Where are the Raiders in this conversation for you? Is it just going to be Derek Carr?
The ultimate wild card.
I mean, Gruden and Mayock can't stop saying good things about him.
Of course, they want to keep the value up.
They're also asked about him a ton too.
Yeah.
You know, like the Ravens reporters aren't asking about Lamar Jackson, so Harbaugh doesn't have to tell you about how good he is.
Yeah, I don't have an answer. I don't have a good answer for where the Raiders are at, but they are the big wild card. With how much draft capital they have, with how crazy they can get, with how Mark Davis likes to make a splash, with a long-term coach there, first year in Vegas, they're the crazy team to watch. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Draft Dudes. We've probably done this musical chairs for quarterbacks three times now and got three different sets of solutions. And as we get closer, it becomes more clear, and hopefully these things become more accurate. But we'll find out next week as free agency opens on Wednesday. The legal tampering period opens on Monday. Franchise tag deadline is Sunday at midnight. So lots to look forward to this weekend. Come on back tomorrow. Joe and I are going to talk about the defensive free agents, who to watch, who to be aware of, who's good values, who to avoid, the works. So hit subscribe. Come on back. See us tomorrow. I'm Kyle Crabb signing off with Joe Marino.